On this Monday morning, we get to say hello to Jody August of the Du Bois Chamber of Commerce, who has joined us live this morning in the studio. Jody, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Yeah, happy to be here.
It's great to have you here. I hope your weekend went well.
You know what? It was a very nice weekend. I enjoyed yesterday's weather far more than I did the rest of the week.
Until tomorrow night. Until
right.
Yesterday night.
Yeah.
Things got interesting,
they
huh?
They did. They got very interesting, but I just kept telling myself that it's going to be beautiful today. And that all these showers bring the May flowers.
That's what they're there to do.
That's right.
Yep.
So.
Hey, we've been hearing Jody this morning on the news. Marissa's been telling us about a new board game, a new edition of the Du Boisopoly board game, which is going to be, well, it's available to pre-order now.
It is. So about six years ago, we did our first edition of the Du Boisopoly board game, and it sold very quickly. It was great because you could play the game with all of our businesses in our community. Not all of them, though, because it did only leave 54 opportunities. So, you know, you have to kind of first come, first serve. You have to move very quick to get on the game. We announced in January at our business bash that we were going to create our second edition game, and we've decided that once we made this announcement, every 5 years we will create a new edition, so it's played differently.
Great.
But we made the announcement at our biggest event of the year, and within 4 days, completely sold out of the property spaces. So Morgan and I, we were pretty excited. We're like, wow, this is going so fast. Well, the hardest part of the game to sell is pretty much the game tokens, because you can't custom make those or the denominations of money. But last week we sold our last spot and we are ready to begin manufacturing. So I reached out to the company and we picked the style of the game and and what colors we're going to use and the photos on the front of our box. And just we're in the exciting stages of creating our game.
It is exciting.
This company that we're using will send us 3 different proofs so we can make sure that all the logos and everything look good and that the game looks good and it is specific to our area.
Yeah.
Same with the cards. The cards that you play with, they are also specific to these Du Bois businesses that are a part of the game. So, for instance, instead of going to jail, nobody's going to go to jail, but DeLulo Transport is going to create a traffic jam. So, you know, like it's just
for some people that is like being in jail, right? Being stuck in a traffic jam.
Yeah, I feel bad for people that aren't patient. Yes, you're right. but that's how the game's played, and it's played like that with all of our members. So every time we create a game, it's going to be specific to the businesses that sponsor the game.
Well, it is exciting. So, how can people, they want to get their pre-order in? How do they do that?
Okay, well, all they have to do is call our office. You can order a minimum of one game. If you want, you can order 10 games if you'd like. We do have to pay sales tax because our chamber is a 501c6. So we have to charge sales tax on the games. They're $25 plus tax, which makes them $26.50 per game. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a business listening, though, and for example, I sit on Goodwill's board, Goodwill Industries, they're going to order 50 games and sell them at like 2 of their Du Bois stores.
Yeah.
So they'll get a wholesale rate because we don't want to be transferring money back and forth and who has how many games.
Sure.
So they're just going to buy them at the wholesale price and sell them for the same amount that we're selling them for. So that way we don't have to keep passing money.
So any business or organization that thinks that they could sell 50 or more games, they could get the wholesale rate.
Correct. Yeah. Yes, they get the wholesale price. We have had a few businesses in the past, like we did in 2018, is instead of buying their employees a ham for Christmas, they got them all a Monopoly game, which was kind of cool.
Great idea.
Yeah, because it's a limited edition game.
Sure.
So
it's a nice piece of memorabilia.
Very. And it'll change again in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited about it. It's always fun to do something unique that fits your community or, in our case, that fits our business membership.
Well, I didn't mean to get you off track, but I just thought that, you know, having a board game for your hometown is just a really neat idea.
It really is, and it's really cool. Two quick things. We have a Well Now event coming up on May 2nd from 4 to 6, and don't forget about Goodwill's flower sale at their greenhouse in Falls Creek. It's the Wednesday before Mother's Day, May 8th. All that information can be found on our Facebook page.
Great. Jody, thank you so much.
Thanks.